All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. This is Lisa Halpin, and with me is Tom Nicoli of the World Hypnotism Day Steering Committee, and we're so glad to have a lot of our regional and committee leads with us on the call, as well as all of you wonderful, interested participants. So to get started this evening, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Tom, who, as we say, had the big, bright idea to start this thing in the first place. And all the accolades and all the fault goes to Tom. How's that? So I'm going to have him give us a little background for anybody that doesn't know or didn't participate with us last year, a little bit about how World Hypnotism Day got started and what he was thinking and where we want it to go in the future. So go for it, Tom.
First, I really want to thank everybody who's on the call and everybody that you talked to who's involved, because if all of the people involved weren't involved, this would still just be a post on the forum and an idea that sounded good. The intent of it all was there seems to be a struggle each and every day for all of us to continually remove the myths and misconceptions of hypnotism, the process of hypnosis. And I just thought it would be so much nicer if we could just get the information out there somehow in a more mainstream way, especially piggybacking on all of the media, being television or magazines or newspaper articles, or with the internet now with all the web articles and press releases about the truths and benefits of hypnotism. And I had the idea of the Great American Smokeout as an example. So with that, I ended up in, I think, June of 2004, I put a post up in the forum, and it seemed to catch on. It was a good idea, and somewhere just after the convention last year, Dr. Damon gave me the go-ahead with NGH support, and then we started gathering people, and before you know it, it turned into what it turned into, which was actually, which seemed like a big ball of confusion, a great success last year, though people may not have realized how much there was that went on around the world, and how many countries participated, and how many events really took off. Now, there were some people who had zero people show up. Then there were others who had, you know, hundreds of clients after their presentations. And as we go on, we keep tweaking and updating and growing. And I think this year it would be as if we went through a 3 to 5 year slow progress to do what we've done in just a year. And if we all come together in the way we can and we reframe as we, you know, teach our clients, instruct our clients to do, and to know that if we put our time and energy of looking for what's available and making things available, then it turns into World Hypnotism Day. And basically, that's the premise of it all.
So, Tom, what do you see as the point for a participant? Like, why should they participate? And also, the second part of it, what's the point to what we're getting out to the public?
Starting with the participants, the whole motivation for anyone to participate is that they're in this field, and it can only benefit you. You know, if there's a selfish reason, it can only benefit your existence in the field as a hypnotist, a hypnotherapist.
Uh-huh.
And whether somebody's seasoned or if they're new, I just graduated a couple of students, and they're already involved, and they have something, like I told them, I wish I had, I would pray to have this available to me the first week after I was certified.
Right.
You know, what I, what we had gone through to build our practice and to become full-time and to really explode our businesses was a real struggle at times in a learning curve that this changes completely. So anybody can take these press releases, PSAs, seminar step procedures, which, like Lisa was saying earlier before we started the call, these are seminar outlines that have been used for years. They aren't just created for this event or for this purpose. And every other resource, and, you know, like today, not today, but this time around, I put up a PowerPoint presentation, and these are resources that people can just take and without any thought whatsoever, just put it together and go out there and have all the tools necessary other than just a bit of confidence to know that they can do it and make things happen. Whereas this kind of information would have cost you thousands of dollars and days and hours, weeks and months of courses and trainings and classes and symposiums. And for the public, the benefit is that they get free stuff. And especially in this country, people just love free stuff. And the audio downloads are interesting. It's not something they can experience without having a purchase. The information they get in the emails, the text, explains a lot. Plus, a lot of people are really warming up to the process. You know, more and more of my clients don't come in as if this is taboo and voodoo. They come in as if it's just more common than it used to seem to be. So there are benefits for both sides, you know, the participants and the public. And also for the participants, they get all their clients to sign in as the general public for all the freebies. And it's a wonderful thing for you as the practitioner. So when my people come in and I have them go there and get these resources, well, they're getting more for what they're paying for.
That's right, yeah. And, you know, we talked a little bit earlier before the call started about what a gift this is, that we're giving out free resources to people. So there's not really any excuse to not do something for World Hypnotism Day. We were discussing if people just go to the resources page and pick anything off of the resources page and do that thing, whether it's give a free talk or print an article or give handouts to your clients. In the smallest way or the biggest way, there's all kinds of things you can do to participate. And I think for the seasoned professional that wants to grow their business, we're offering them some maybe new ideas or some new resources they may not have had. And especially for new people who say, I don't know where to start, or I don't know what to do, or I've never done this before, we're handing them these resources that they don't have to invent the wheel. And I think that that's one of the greatest gifts both to the participants and to the public.
Absolutely.
So you're right, Tom, about, you know, even if people just put a link on their own website to worldhypnotismday.com for the public to learn more about hypnotism. If you're already the hypnotist of their choice, this is just going to educate and inform your clients even more and get them even more interested in the kinds of things they can do with hypnosis. So I think that's a great resource as well. I want to be clear about something that we had some confusion about last time because Tom and I have both just referred to it. There's actually two parts of the website, the public part and the participant part. So, Tom, you want to talk to them about how they would sign in for both of those things to find out what the public gets and what they get and what the difference is?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I urge everyone to sign up on both lists
So
you know what the people that you're sending to the site get. You sign in on the main page halfway down in the opt-in box next to the smiling woman on the worldhypnotismday.com site, and you would be one of the general public receiving what the public would receive. If you click on the members area, then you'll go to a prompt for the password and the username. And this year, the username is WHD, lowercase, password is JAN06, lowercase. But everyone that's, you know, received emails got that link to go there. But anyone who's listening, if worse comes to worse, you can just give the people that information. All they have to do is click on the member area and put in the username and password, and they'll access all these files. Oh, I got that audio on the main page. Here we go. What you said, Lisa, is important too. Now, think about this. A lot of people use all their time and energy finding out how they can't do something. If they did nothing but just add in their signature line in every email they send out, free hypnosis stuff or free resources, free information at worldhypnotismday.com, and however many people clicked on it, that would be that many more people who would know about this project and also everything involved with it, meaning the truths and the benefits and the mystiques and all the misconceptions removed. So it would be a positive action.
Exactly. You know, we so often hear about the naysayers that tell us about, you know, bad publicity from one particular person using hypnotism somewhere,
yeah,
or a movie that has the evil hypnotist in it, or, you know, there was a comment from someone who was at our symposium that said that their World Hypnotism Day event last year got canceled at the last minute by the library because the library thought it was some kind of weirdo magic stuff. Well, had the information been imparted to the library in advance, you know,
exactly,
they could have gone to the public website and learned lots of interesting, informative, educational and accurate information about hypnotism. So this is a real chance for us to inform the public and let them know that we help the public in a responsible, professional way, that, you know, generally everybody has something we can help them with, whether it's stop smoking or lose weight or get over a fear of heights. So there's really no excuse to be in this practice, from my view, and not want to promote World Hypnotism Day and promote a greater understanding of the professionalism of hypnotism.
And here's a point that everyone needs to keep in mind. This website is not removed after January 4th.
Right, that's a good point.
Those resources are not taken down. That January 4th is the day, but events will go on all week, all month, and there are events going on right now. Tomorrow night there's a gentleman that I know who will be on the radio who will promote World Hypnotism Day, so it has already begun, and it doesn't end. There may be the day that's celebrated, which the point there was, if on one day the press hears so much about hypnotism, then the public has to hear that much more about it, and it's a way of flooding the media in the mainstream. But yet, this goes on all year, and it doesn't have to be a World Hypnotism Day event, but a World Hypnotism Day resource that you can still use.
Exactly, and things like, I know that Lee Pelletier is on the call with us, and I happen to know that Lee's doing a radio show himself tomorrow that has to do with Stop Smoking with the Great American Smokeout Day that's near and dear to Charlene's heart, and we have an outline for a Stop Smoking seminar in the resources provided by Charlene, who started the whole hypnotism movement about the Great American Smokeout. So, you know, Lee could mention this tomorrow about promoting World Hypnotism Day, as well as he could go to the website now and get some resources that might help him with what he's doing for Great American Smokeout. So you're right, we don't take this away, and it's not proprietary that it's only for guild members. We encourage and welcome all different organizations of professional hypnotists, and Tom's more than willing to hear from people who want to encourage their memberships to work on this, and we offer them all the same resources that are on the WHD website are open to everybody.
Absolutely.
So great. So people out there need to get the point that they can sign up as a participant, which means they're a hypnotist participant that can go to the member resources page and get all these goodies that we're talking about. And they do that by going to www.worldhypnotismday.com and clicking on the box that says member, and that will allow them to sign up, as Tom just mentioned. When they do that, they'll get a welcome note saying thanks for being one of our participants, and it will also tell about some of the committees that we have available that help work together to provide the resources that we share with everyone. So we'll get back to that in a minute. The other way to sign up is next to the smiling woman, as Tom said, lower down in the page. If you sign up there, you're signing up as the public, and you'll get in your email and information back from us that's the same as what the public will get. Then the third thing you might want to mention too, Tom, is once they've figured out what they're going to do for World Hypnotism Day on January 4th or sometime that week, we want to know about what their event is, and how are they going to tell us about that?
Just today, as I was talking with, as I call him, my web guy, we have a searchable database that is up and not running yet. We just have to input the fields, the information input areas. That should happen within the next few days. So safely, within the next week or two, there'll be a database where people will they'll be getting an email. Any participant will receive an email to start submitting. We'll get the link to the inside page for the database, and they'll submit by filling in all those fields, their events, their name, their event, the location, etc. And there will be a searchable database, as there was last year, where people will click on either international or USA, and they'll either type in a state in the USA or a country, and any event in that state or country will come up, and then people will find out what's happening.
Exactly. Now, one of the things that Tom just mentioned I want to highlight, and that is if you don't sign in as a participant, you won't be on our email list that we send these important notifications out to. This is a volunteer effort that you have to opt in, as we call it, and say that you want to be a participant. If you go to the website and you know the passwords, you can go get the resources, but we won't know that you're participating. And if we don't know you're not participating, then we won't know to send you emails and tell you about what's going on, you know, within regions or within committees, and we won't be able to tell you how to post your event. So do sign in as a participant, and do tell us about your event. So what happens is, you know, if you already know, like, for instance, Deb Livingston is the Western Regional Coordinator out here in California, and we've already had things being planned in California basically since last year, or, you know, since last WHD, which was in January, and they already have some events ready to go that they know where they're going to be held and what the place is and everything. So as soon as we open up this database, they can post on there already what's happening in the San Francisco Bay Area in California. So when somebody types in California, they'll come up with that listing. And then people can know in advance that that's where they want to be on January 4th.
Exactly. One thing I want to point out to everybody listening, which will give you a little spark of motivation, I hope, is that we are, at this point, 250% increase regarding the amount of participants than last year. And if that were to continue for the next 5 years, just imagine what's going to happen here. And I have no doubt that this will continue because, you know, it's all about word of mouth and people just don't know. There were so many people who never even heard of it.
Uh-huh.
And no matter how much you talk about it, you can't believe nobody heard of it. But, you know, that means they don't read the journal. That means they don't get
right.
the email. They don't. And this year, another wonderful piece of information was that we had an awful lot of the people last year who signed up to participate but didn't do the double-click opt-in. They have to verify that they opted in with the second email they received.
And we missed some people that way, that's right.
But this year, there are only five so far that's done that.
Okay, good. We're getting the hang of signing up for this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really helpful. And you're right, Tom, it's exponential growth, you know, that every year it will kind of, you know, keep propagating itself and get bigger and bigger, and people will begin to expect it the same way they
right.
expect the Great American Smokeout.
Exactly.
And the other thing, too, again, is, you know, when you were saying people don't read their journal or maybe they don't read anything on the forum, and, you know we only had a certain small, I must say, number of people who came to our free symposium at the convention. You know, how many people are at convention, and yet we had, you know, about 40 or 50 people show up to hear about World Hypnotism Day. But if those 40 or 50 people tell two or three people, you know, then it starts to spread.
And out of that many, 33 signed up as participants.
Exactly. And those people, a lot of those people are on the call tonight, so we know that they mean it. And another thing is that we've got lots of people that belong to more than one professional hypnosis organization.
Tell them all.
If you belong to other networking groups or other bulletin boards or you write for some other publication, it doesn't have to just be in the journal. They're all welcome. And if they want actual recognition that this particular organization is supporting World Hypnotism Day, give him TomNicoli@WHDcommittee.com, and he'll make sure that they get the information that goes out to all the organizations and they get recognized on the website.
Yeah, that's another thing. On the main page, as we did last year, we will list all the participating groups and organizations. And it could be like a local chapter, like Cal Banyan's Five Pathers, or maybe the award-winning Northern California chapter.
That's right, the award-winning Northern California chapter, or like the Omni Hypnosis Group in Florida.
So this way, there's another piece of motivation. See, there's no drawback here whatsoever, is that now the groups will get listed, and they'll get some recognition and more publicity and notoriety.
Exactly. Hopefully that's positive notoriety.
And they'll be walking the walk as well.
That's right. And being part of the solution instead of being part of the complaint.
Yeah.
So one of the things I also want to mention is where we get these resources we've been talking about, and that's through the work of some wonderful folks that lead committees. And the committees are basically formed to come up with wonderful resources for us to share. And when you first sign in as a participant, you'll get an email back, the welcome email, saying, let us know if you want to work on a committee. Here's what the committees are, and here's who you contact. And I just want to quickly go over some of what those committees are and what's available. Tom, do you want to talk a little bit about TV and radio, since that's your committee?
Well, one of the resources that we'll have for TV and radio is something we did last year. I'm a guest on the Jordan Rich talk show on WBZ Radio in Boston, which is actually heard into Canada and across the United States. And Jordan is going to be a guest of mine on one of the calls where I interview him on how to do interviews and how to make contacts and how to get on radio and how to talk to a producer and what a sound bite is and why to speak in sound bites and things like this. And another thing that we're putting together is a B-roll. You know, when you go to a television station, the more you have to offer them and the more professional you look like you know what's going on, then the more they're willing to work with you. And a B-roll is something where you're getting interviewed and they'll show a clip, a little clip or a little film piece, and it will be you know, something pleasant and wonderful and a little voiceover about hypnosis, hypnotism, and World Hypnotism Day. So that will be another incredibly wonderful resource that people can just download and burn onto a DVD or actually just transfer on the Internet. And each committee is working on coming up with different resources. Like you said, Lisa, that's how we got all these resources, whether it was the seminar from the seminar committee or handouts from other committees. And each committee is working, even though you may not see resources posted continually, they do go up there 2, 3, 4, 5 at a time as they come in.
Right, exactly. So I want to give a little bit about what the other committees are so that if we have callers that are interested in any of these areas, mm-hmm. they can take a look at who is the lead for that committee and offer their help. The other one besides what we call electronic media, Tom's TV and radio, is print media and languages, which is Georgina Canada from Canada. And Georgina, as some of you may know, has quite an advertising and journalistic background herself. She is our print media expert, and she's also our print person for World Hypnotism Day Steering Committee. So she runs a committee that's print media and how to do things in print, how to get articles printed, handouts that you can do, press releases that you can do, anything that's media that's print organized is under Georgina's committee, and there's a lot of resources already posted from that area. And this year she's added the mantle of being in charge of languages, which is any of you folks that happen to be bilingual, whatever country you're from, or if you're from a foreign country and you need resources in your own languages, we're very happy to provide you with the resources that are on the website, have you translate them into appropriate other languages, and we'll repost them back to be available in bilingual format. So we've already got some French things and some Spanish things. Then Internet marketing, which the lead for Internet marketing is Carol Dineker, who I know is on the call, and she might say something about this a little bit later. Internet marketing is about doing online chats, doing blogging, how you can add stuff to your website, different ways you can get the word out about World Hypnotism Day on the Internet. And there's some really interesting things there. So if it's too cold and snowy and awful where you are in January and you don't want to go out in the world and do a presentation, there's stuff you can do from your desk. And then meetings and symposia. This was a group that I led last year, now being led by Debbie Livingston. And it's the one that provides all the resources for outlines for talks and free seminars, like some of the ones we've got right now already posted, or a basic talk on hypnotism, outline for stop smoking seminar. There's a whole guideline piece on how to do seminars out in the world, like where would you find a room and how do you set it up and who do you talk to and all that kind of stuff. So for doing many seminars and symposia, that's that committee. And then also Debbie Papadakis from Canada leads the Success Stories ebook committee. And Debbie's out of the country right now, but her assistant Diana, I know, is on the call. And they ran this committee last year, which was really a neat opportunity for people to put in print some of their success stories, case histories about their clients, and how hypnotism has helped people in a variety of ways. And we will be sending out a letter to all of the participants that are on our email list telling you the guidelines for submissions for the ebook stories that will be basically compiled into an electronic book and given as a public resource, so the people that sign up as public participants will get a copy of the ebook. And so we'd love to have your success stories. And that's another one that you don't have to go anywhere or do anything. You can still just put together your success stories and still be part of World Hypnotism Day. Then research and education is led by Gwyneth McNeil out of Utah. And Gwyneth's group is where we come up with the interesting information and educational information and factual research stuff that we send out to the public in their emails that they get periodically from signing up at worldhypnotismday.com that gives them more information in a positive light, sharing information that's factual about hypnotism. So if you've got articles or research studies or medical background studies, you can contribute those to Gwyneth McNeil in the research group. Then the other group we have still left is legal issues, which is led by the Reverend Scott Giles, who's the legislative arm of the National Guild of Hypnotists. And legal issues is mostly for foreign locations outside of the U.S. that we don't normally cover in guild materials. We give you a lot about what happens in different states with the legislation and the laws regarding the practice of hypnotism in the United States. But we'd like to have input from people in foreign countries about what's acceptable there, what kind of wording is acceptable, what kind of areas do you need to stay away from, what's common practices there. So Scott's encouraging people, especially from foreign countries, to contribute that kind of information to the Legal Issues Committee. So did I miss anything, Tom?
No, I don't think you did. We'll just give Fiona some recognition for all the editing work.
Exactly. That's the next person. We have our editor-in-chief, Fiona Biddle, who doesn't have to run a committee because she gets saddled with everything. After all of the resources are gathered by all of the committees get to work with whoever they want that signs up for their committee or people that they go out and ask to be on their committee, people that they know will help them out and provide good resources. And they get to have the first run at, this is a good resource, it's well written or well presented, it's a valuable thing, it's got some universal appeal, yep, I think this would be a good thing to post for print media or for meetings and symposia or a good success story. So much of this information is written that the committee leads will have the first go at editing them, but eventually everything will go through Fiona Biddle out of the United Kingdom. And Fiona's our top-notch proofreader and editor-in-chief that's going to make sure we don't say anything we shouldn't and that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted and everything. So it's the last word stops with Fiona, and then it gets posted to the website. So we really appreciate her doing all of that. So that's the committees. And I think that we've covered pretty much most of our bullet points. Tom, do you want to give an example of the kind of things people might do on World Hypnotism Day to promote WHD? Like, what are they going to do in their community or with their own practice? What are some of the ideas we can throw out at them?
Well, it's almost limitless. It could be something as simple and passive as getting somebody to put up a poster or a flyer. It could be just word of mouth as you're going through your local community. It may even be handing out, a business card that you just put the website on and some sort of slogan and pass that out to people. There can be talks done anywhere. As a matter of fact, people sometimes assume and think that I speak to nothing but large groups. But
we know. Audiences of 5,000. We know, Tom.
Yeah, you know, I will speak to anybody. I mean, anybody, as long as they have a pulse. And I'll be speaking at the local library here in my town, and I'll venture to say there might be 10 people there, but I will talk about World Hypnotism Day. I will give some handouts, which will come right off that World Hypnotism Day member resource page.
Right, that's where we got them, yeah.
Yeah, and doing things like that. People can also do interviews. You know, the beauty is, like you said, I remember last year, I did a couple events in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, and I drove through some really nasty weather.
I remember.
And the last part of the night, I spoke in a hair salon with two other people, and one of the people got their hairstylist to give up the salon and brought people in there that we promoted on WBZ Radio. And so, you know, I mean, it could be anything.
You'll drag them in off the street, won't you, Tom?
Man, it could be anything, but it could be an interview where you don't have to go out and do that. Like you said, you can sit home and be on the internet, or you can be on the phone and maybe do an interview, not on that day so much, but beforehand with a newspaper or with a radio show. They're very easy to get. You know, people don't realize that radio and TV and newspaper, print, they all need good topic and guests, and we're very interesting.
We are, and one of the things I want to add there is the timing. You know, we've had people ask us about why in the world is it January 4th?
Well, I'll tell you.
Go ahead.
It first started out where there were a few dates thrown around, and we thought, maybe, around April or so, tried to pick general good weather time. But then I thought there'd be zero piggybacking. You know, it would be World Hypnotism Day by itself on its own, and that would be that. And that would be a little more difficult because, you know, when you get into marketing and you learn how to work marketing, then you learn about piggybacking and leverage. And then when certain days were thrown around as to when to change it to, what came to mind when I sit out there and look at the woods and I let the subconscious just bring me those answers, I remembered how upset a lot of people were when the third episode of the Dateline 10-month project that I was involved in was supposed to air in November. Now, after the July episode, everybody was on board, and they were all preparing and putting out press and looking for advertising avenues, and then it didn't happen. Thank you, Michael Jackson, once again.
Yeah, right.
And when it got bumped to the first week of January. And so,
which sounds like not a good time, right?
Well, at first you would think, that stinks, but I thought, why would I want people to hear this third episode, the finale of the weight loss project that they did on Dateline in November before the holidays? Why not right after New Year resolution time? And my business got incredibly smothered. I think we booked $98,000 worth of sessions. We advanced that many months of sessions in the month of January when that show aired.
So you think a few people caught that show the first week of January, huh?
Just a couple.
Yeah, just a couple. And you think maybe they had resolutions about wanting to lose weight?
You think?
Yeah, maybe,
And that they'll try anything at this point.
Yeah, exactly. And they've already gained their 12 pounds.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When you start promoting World Hypnotism Day before the holidays, people start getting interested as to how they can have preventive maintenance of anxiety and the stress and maybe the eating habits. And maybe they'd like to say to everybody on Christmas, here's my gift to you, I stopped smoking, or something like that.
That's right. So you're right. The marketing early brings you clients early during the marketing process, even before the event's gotten here.
That's right. And it proved to be that, you know, in many areas it didn't work out, but in others it did. And I believe when it didn't work out, it was because it was just a lack of time and preparation ahead of time.
Right, or lack of getting the word out to people in sufficient time.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I know I got people that, for my local event, that people that couldn't be there on that particular day, and they had gone to the website, they found what I was doing, and they couldn't come. And I still heard from those people in a couple of weeks after who wanted to come see me privately because they missed WHD.
Right.
So they didn't even come to my thing, and they became clients.
But if it's listed, they'll know about it.
That's correct. That's correct.
And let's say the people don't make the events, but they see who's doing events and who's in their area because they're only going to click on their area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they go to do sessions, then they're going to know who to go to.
Exactly. Well, and the thing, too, is I know you're big, Tom, on and so's a lot of people on our call, on the community service kind of thing and giving a contribution. We recommend...
I did everything for the Children's Hospital last year.
Exactly. We recommend that you don't charge for these WHD events. It's a free talk, or it's a free demo, or it's a free relaxation session for stress control. Or you do the charity thing like you've done. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, if anyone cannot get a hall, a room, a facility, if anyone cannot get a group of people, you'd be surprised when it's for a charity how much you'll be given. And when it's for a charity, how many people actually pay. And when it's for a charity, not only are you doing a good thing for your soul, but you will get coverage. The local press, whether it be television or radio or print, will be glad to come cover your event when they know it's in conjunction with some sort of local charity. And like I said, last year, everything I did was for Boston Children's Hospital. So when I called them and, you know, they were excited about the idea and then promoted it on the radio, and I got free radio time because the radio station I used works with Boston Children's Hospital.
Exactly.
And it just trickled down from there. I got a ballroom, a big room at a Holiday Inn to speak in for free.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, this is how we talk about, you know, using leverage in marketing. And again, there's no drawback. It's all win, 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 win.
That's right. And so you're right. There's no excuse on I can't get a room, and there's no real excuse on I can't get publicity. And on top of that, people who, let's say, again, they don't even come to your event, but they see the advertisement for it, they hear about it on the radio or TV, they think that you're a good person that's giving your services to the community. So if they look somebody up in the phone book for hypnotism, are they going to go to you because you did a WHD event and you're obviously professional? It gives you that air of being an expert. You care about your community. Or are they going to go to somebody who has the big Yellow Pages ad, but they don't know who that is?
Well, there's a phrase, you know, I know there are drawbacks to publicity, because sometimes, and it's been done to me here in the Boston area twice, where they tell you it has one purpose and meaning, and then they get everything out of context and they tweak it and they make it dramatic, and
right. It's
not what it intended to be. But when you get publicity, what happens is you get the halo effect.
Mm-hmm.
They call it the halo effect. If you have an advertisement, well, of course, people think, well, you're going to say whatever you want to say because
you paid for it.
You know, I just was fortunate enough to be rated in Shape magazine by Gene Fain, who teaches hypnosis at Harvard Medical School, after testing 6 hypnosis audio systems, as mine being the best, and some pretty well-known people in the 6. And I couldn't have created an ad that would have brought me $100,000 in a month.
Exactly.
I couldn't have done that with everything I know. So I sent Gene Fain hugs and kisses in an email.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gave me the halo effect because she said so.
Right, right. Exactly.
And that's what publicity will do and coverage will do for you.
Exactly.
And that, you want to become an expert in your area, you get some media coverage and you'll become the expert real quick.
That's right. That's right. And if you're the only person doing something for World Hypnotism Day in your area, well, then you're obviously the go-to person in your area.
Yeah, and there were people on this call that I heard chime in that all have done it, and they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Exactly, exactly. Well, and that's one of the things that I just want to mention. We talked about this in our private conversation before the call started, that when we get people that are new to the profession or new to, like, the convention in August, that say, well, how do you get to be somebody? How do you get to be known? How do you get to be where you are? And if you look at the kind of people that are involved in this, they're people that are busy. They have other stuff to do. But this is the kind of thing that we do to promote not only yourself and your own practice, but the profession as a whole. And so it does nothing but benefit everybody.
Exactly. So, that's how you get more recognition, by doing things like this, even though we are busy.
Exactly, exactly. So I think we should open it up and let some of these people tell us some of their ideas and what they're going to do for World Hypnotism Day. What do you think?
That'd be great.
All righty. I'm going to go ahead and unmute everybody. So for those of you who are out there, keep your phone muted with *6, please, or your mute button, unless you're going to chime in and tell us what you're going to do for World Hypnotism Day or ask a question. Okay?
The conference is no longer in lecture mode.
All righty. I hear some buttons going off out there. Is there anybody that wants to tell us your great ideas for what you're going to do for World Hypnotism Day in January?
Well, Anna Vitale here.
Oh, right, Anna. Hi.
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm good.
Lisa, I want to tell you that soap that you gave me was absolutely wonderful.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
And everybody wants to know if you sell them.
Okay. I don't sell them. It's a gift for people I care about.
Thank you. I have a television show. I have a regular public access series show. And what I want to do is invite everyone within the New York area or anyone who wants to come to New York and be taped live on, let's see what the day is, December 6th.
Okay.
December 6th. They'd have to be in the studio with me. Let's see. It'd have to be in the studio by 7 o'clock, and the show goes live on the air at 8 p.m.
Okay.
And my goal is we'll talk about World Hypnotism Day. We'll publicize January 4th. And what I'm trying to do now, I'm speaking with the Public Access Center. I'm asking them if they will play the program once it's been taped, if they will play it on January 4th.
Wonderful. That's
so
terrific.
That'll be two exposures, and I welcome anybody who wants to participate.
That's terrific. Well, I know we've got a lot of New York people on the call, and so, Anna, if you want to give us, like, an email address for you so they can contact you directly.
Okay. The email address is mindlight1, that's M as in Mary, I N as in Nancy, D as in David, L-I-G-H-T with a number 1, at AOL.com. And remember that the taping day is
December the 6th.
Calendar again, December 6th.
Okay, December 6th in the
studio.
It's
in Queens, New York.
And where is it, I'm sorry?
Can I make a request?
Who's this?
That's Tom.
This is Tom Nicoli.
Yes, Tom, hi.
I'd like to make a request. Could you please, and you can get his email contact off the member resource page, send that information to Ed Hightower, who's the regional leader in the Northeast.
And actually,
that's a wonderful resource.
This is a good point, just for everybody, that now that Tom's mentioned that, all of the people you've heard me talk about, all the people that are the regional leads, like Ed Hightower, Tom, myself, Debbie Livingston, we have special email addresses for all of us that you can find on the website. And our email addresses is the person's first and last name, and then at whdcommittee.com. So the New York guy, for all you New York people, the region director for New York is Ed Hightower. So it's Ed Hightower at whdcommittee.com.
Well, I already sent him an email.
Okay, great. Awesome. And Anna, if you'll send a copy to me as well with the details, we'll make sure to send it out to all the participants.
I did try to send you a copy, and it bounced back.
Oh, it shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send you an email so you can get it back to me.
Okay.
All righty.
That's
another example of what can be done if people just participated. Something like that falls right in their lap.
Yeah, that's terrific. Like, how many options do people have to be able to be on TV like that? And honestly, saying, here it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's terrific. Thank you so much, dear.
You're welcome.
All right. Anybody else want to tell us what you're going to do?
Hi,
terrific.
Charlene Ackerman here.
Hi, Charlene. And Charlene is our Midwest Region Coordinator calling in from Taiwan.
Yes, I have already the how-to transcribed into Chinese.
All
one
right.
of my friends here. And, of course, I have to check to make sure it has to be edited somewhat. I can't do that.
No,
but
I
will be double.
You need a native speaker to help you out. That's fine.
Right. So I have someone that's going to be editing it, and I'm delighted at what you have done with this website, so I know now that I can just send that on and share that with the translated versions that you have. That's
super. Right. Send that on for print media things.
Stuff.
Print media things with languages. Send it on to Georgina Cannon.
Very good. Will do.
That's terrific. So, do you have special things planned for World Hypnotism Day in Taiwan as well?
Well, I'll be back in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And at that time, but definitely, I've been doing these workshops for years, and I love them. The rewards are just humongous. To
That's
get
terrific.
Out and get to meet the people, do something for them, and it's such a payback and, you know, satisfaction.
Well, and you've done the Great American Smokeout for years, and can attest to how free seminars that help the public can bring such interest and abundance to your practice.
It certainly has. The rewards are limitless.
That's great. Well, that's Charlene Ackerman, everybody. She's the Midwest Region Lead.
Thank you, Charlene.
Lisa, can I ask you a question again? What is that email address for people? I have a long TV fan list, and I can refer them to that general information. You gave an email address that was like World Hypnotism Day.
That's right, worldhypnotismday.com.
The whole word?
Right.
World?
It's all spelled out with no spaces, no hyphens.
Hypnotism.
So it's world, W-O-R-L-D, hypnotism, H-Y-P-N-O-T-I-S-M, day, D-A-Y, .com.
.com.
Okay. That's www in the front?
Yeah, that helps.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Hi. Hi, this is Inez Simpson from Vancouver Island in British Columbia.
All right.
And we had a meeting last week with my graduates and NGH members, and we're just starting things rolling to do free talks in different places on the island.
Wonderful.
And
we didn't have a lot of action out in British Columbia away from Canada last year that I know of, so it's great to have your end of Canada represented.
Well, we did some last year, but it definitely will be better this year, because last year we were pretty small.
And the person that you want to tell your Canada events to, that's the province region's lead for Canada, is Zoe Pepler, which is Z-O-E.
I already have her.
P-E-P-L-E-R at whdcommittee.com. Good.
Okay, great. I have her stuff. So
that's wonderful. Thank you so much. Anybody else want to tell us what you're doing for World Hypnotism Day?
This is Joy Metcalf. I'm in Maine.
Oh, good, Joy. How are you?
Good. I have two sessions set up at the library, the local library, for World Hypnotism Day, one at lunchtime and one at dinnertime. I also am going to be contacting two of the local radio stations for interviews. I did this last year as well. But what's more interesting is that I have met with four or five other hypnotists in the area just last week and told them about World Hypnotism Day, and we're talking about how we can do all this stuff together.
Good.
That's
for
great.
You. That's terrific. And you folks in Maine are connected with Ed Hightower out of New York, so he'd be
right.
Your region person. And if you need any advice about, like, how to do things as a group or something, let Ed know.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anybody else?
Hi, Lisa. This is Soraya Williams Cardona, North Carolina.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Tell me what you're going to do in North Carolina.
Well, I spoke to my mentor here, and we were considering doing some mini seminars together for World Hypnotism Day. I'm already doing some seminars, and that's how I'm going to get the word out here in Charlotte and other parts of North Carolina. And actually, I think I'm going to have some of the health food stores become involved.
That's terrific. We actually did that in California
right.
last year. Deb, are
right.
you online? Deb Livingston? If she's on there. Deb Livingston?
Sorry,
she's not answering. We did several things in Northern California last year that were through health food stores. And
okay.
some of them were at their location. Some of them they were just kind of sponsored by and
right.
advertised by. But you're right, great clientele that's interested in holistic stuff, huh?
Well, let me ask you a question, though. Is it okay if I invite maybe an acupuncturist or a chiropractor to also be involved?
Sure.
Sure,
I don't
not.
Know why not.
Okay. And who would I talk to?
Your region goes to Dan Cleary in Florida, and he's on the line. That's Dan Cleary, DanCleary, at whdcommittee.com. He's the Southeast region.
Okay, spell that last name against me.
Is
that our last name?
Cleary. Cleary.
Okay.
Lisa.
Yes, that's Dan right there.
Oh, hi.
This is Dan Cleary, and I know the Creating Change teleseminar that Tom already sent notices out about. This is a program that I'm offering that can be given as a one-hour straight lecture. Or it can be in two sessions, 3 hours apiece in your office where they come back a week apart. It's all about New Year's resolutions, how we create the changes that we choose to have in our life. And it's some really basic stuff. I've got, you know, a little book of change and a booklet that goes with it called Creating Change. I will be putting up after the teleconference, I'll be putting up a full presenter's outline for it.
Terrific.
So right away you can take it the next day and use it. And if you want to use the books that I have, then yeah, okay, they're available. But I will give free the presenter's outline and as much of the information as I can, as well as an article. It was just occurring to me in listening to everyone else. Tom, should I send this article? I have an article that I've used in local print media.
Yeah, please send anything that would be submissible as a resource. I'll look through it, and if it's apropos, which I'm sure it is, then we'll get it up in the resources.
That's terrific. Dan, for the people who might not have seen that email or aren't already on our participants list, I know the teleseminar you're talking about is December 5th. Is that right?
That's correct.
Do you want to give us the info?
December 5th, it'll be at 9:15 Eastern time. It's an hour and 55 minutes. And what I'm going to do is go through this whole program. I did it at the conference last year at the National Guild, and what it is as I said, it can be presented as a one-hour lecture when you go out to the public and do a free talk.
Exactly. Okay, that's terrific.
And at the end of the talk, you say, I've told you everything you need to know about creating changes in your life. However, and this is the marketing, Tom, however, if you want to do this in a workshop format, I happen to be starting a workshop this weekend.
Right.
And, you know, because you're here, I'll discount the price because you're a part of this organization. If you'd like to donate the difference of the discount to this organization, please do that.
So you're going to talk about how to piggyback the marketing on your teleseminar too, right?
Yeah, when I do it as a class for hypnotists, I run through some of the stories and the metaphors that I use as mm-hmm. the part of the program,
mm-hmm.
and then I explain how they work and why they work.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you so much for making that available as a free resource to everybody too. Anybody that's not doing something on December 5th, or if you're doing something, cancel it and call into Dan's teleseminar.
Hello, Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill Peck from New Jersey. I seen your site today, and I tried to go up to that. And when I got there, it put me onto Juno, but that's as far as I could go. I couldn't go anywhere as far as getting in touch with you.
All you have to do is it's on the announcement on the page. There's Dan Clary at Juno. Just click that and send me your name and that you want to be in the conference.
What happened when I hit Dan Clary at Juno? The Juno page came up, okay, and that's as far as I could get. There was no reference to you or anything.
Well, everybody,
I'll clear this up for you guys.
You can also use Dan.
World Hypnotism Day Committee e-link.
Right, exactly. He is our region leader for Southeast Region, which is. The Southeast Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas through there, you can just send him an email at Dan Clary, DanCLeary, at whdcommittee.com. And it
okay, got it.
So you can try that too.
And
okay, that's what I'll do.
Dan, a week or so before that December date, please send me one of your reminder emails and I'll get it out to the list.
Well, I'm going to send out the access code and the PIN number just about a week ahead of time, and I'd like that to go just to the – I'm putting together a list of the people that have responded, but I'll send out a reminder as well.
Okay, and we can send that out to all the participants.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great. Anybody else want to tell us great ideas of what you're going to do for World Hypnotism
Lisa.
Day?
Yeah. Lisa, Renee Sacker here, Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes, hi, Renee.
Hi, I'm doing a lecture in Georgia for a retirement home, but it's also open to the public.
Uh-huh.
And I'm also contacting the Cancer Association here in Jacksonville to coordinate something with them.
Good.
And one more thing, I can also do translation in Arabic and French.
Oh, you go, girl. If you want to look at any of the print media things on the resource page,
uh-huh.
feel free to pull them down and work on translations for us. Whatever you can do is a very valued resource. And then those would go back to Georgina Cannon, which is Georgina Cannon at WHD Committee.
The only problem is I don't have a keyboard in Arabic.
Let's see. You know, I think if you use Word, there is a way you can choose the language that you'd like to type in.
Okay.
So get somebody that's familiar with Microsoft Word. There is a way you can select the language.
Okay, and you said that's Georgina, right?
Yes, Georgina Cannon at whdcommittee.com. She's the languages gal. And so anything that you find valuable to you on the resources page that you'd mm-hmm. like to translate, we'd really appreciate it. That's terrific.
Okay.
We want to make this as international as possible.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Thank
you. Lee Pelletier from New York.
Hi, Lee.
Thank you.
I've looked through, and I don't see a suggested timeline in the resources, and I think that might be a very useful thing to post, like just give people guidance as to when it would be best to do X, Y, or Z.
You mean like as in far as, like, get your articles out to the print media, call for
right.
radio
when
interviews?
Right, when the first press release ought to go out, that kind of thing. Because I think with the timeline that says start hitting, like one of the things says start hitting it in December, but, you know, if you put out suggested dates, it's amazing. I think people will really follow them. So it might be a good thing to add.
Lee.
We can work on that,
Tom.
Right, Tom?
Lee, this is Tom.
Hi, Tom.
It sounds to me like you just indirectly suggested that you'd be willing to do that and submit it.
The only hesitance, I'll be glad to do it, okay? But I want some help in doing it because what good dates are, what you did last year, that kind of thing. But I'm glad to do it.
Absolutely.
You know what? I think an easy way to do that, Lee, would be to write a note to each one of our committee leads and say, for your thing, what's the lead time?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they'll all respond to you, and you can put it in some kind of orderly fashion. That would be a terrific resource.
Okay.
And when you're done with it, send it back to me, and we'll get it posted.
Already.
That would be great.
Great idea, though.
Yeah, it's a terrific idea. Thank you so much.
And for everybody holding events, there's one resource that I'd like to draw your attention to. And keep in mind that some of the resources can be modified. But I created an event poster, which has some graphics on it and some space for date, time, location, presented by. And that's another resource that's available that wasn't there last year. So there's a template for a poster for events that you just have to put in your information and then print it right out.
Right, exactly. And even if they want to change it, like you said, it's a good template that they can modify and make it fit whatever their event is. And
Lisa, when Joy was talking about, and that's a wonderful thing, getting together with more than just yourself, please just quickly speak on what you were able to do with Debbie and the bunch of you out in California regarding a full-page newspaper ad.
Debbie, are you out there?
Star 6.
Okay. Deb, if you're there, star 6 in. If not, I'll talk about it.
And this is important for everyone to keep in mind as to why it is a good idea sometimes to not do it alone.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what happened with this is I went and spoke at our local Northern California chapter meeting about ideas of what could everybody do for World Hypnotism Day and how could you do things separately or how could you do things together. And we talked about, well, I had this thing set up and Debbie had this other thing set up and somebody else from her school had something else set up. And we were talking about we had all these different events to publicize. And they were separate things all over the area at different times of the day, like we had lunchtime things and morning things and things at the health food store, like I mentioned, and things at private facilities. And somebody in the meeting said, well, you know, should we put out like a newspaper ad for that? And I went, well, yeah, that'd be terrific, but you know what a newspaper ad's going to cost us. Well, this particular chapter member happens to work for a very large, reputable newspaper in the Bay Area with a circulation of 150,000 copies. And she said, well, you know, we have to do it as like an as-available space thing, but since I work for the newspaper, I kind of like get an employee discount thing, and if there's space available, I can get this for like, oh, I don't know, it'd be like $600. That's a lot of money. And I looked around the room and said, do I have 10 people who give me $60? And the hands went up like you wouldn't believe. And actually, we ended up with more than 10 people. And what happened was it advertised all of our events all over the area. We all got a little blurb that told what our event was and time and place and everything. And then the people who participated and paid for the ad at the bottom of the page gave all of our practice information as individual practitioners all over the area. And we ended up with a full-page coverage ad welcoming you to World Hypnotism Day and all the events we were holding and who we were. And it was a joint effort that ended up costing us $60 for 150,000 people to read it. I mean, that's amazing. And if we hadn't had that conversation of, you know, gee, what can we all do together? This person belonged to this chapter, and nobody had ever thought of doing a newspaper ad before.
Mm-hmm.
So you can bet we'll be doing that again. So check for the people you know who work for newspapers and if they have space available ads for employees. So that same page probably would have cost over $6,000.
You know, coming together, and that just is unheard of.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus coming together, when they're not individual presentations, the example I gave of speaking at a hair salon, there were two people who weren't as seasoned as speakers,
right,
let's say.
Right, mm-hmm.
So the two of them felt more comfortable bringing me in, and then the three of us together had less time to have to do.
Exactly, exactly. You know, and you can have also more seasoned people help less seasoned people, and you present the same seminar in different places, and you help them work through what that seminar is going to be.
Exactly.
So who else do we have? Anybody else have any suggestions or questions or want to tell us what you're going to do?
I have a question. This is Saraya again.
Yeah.
Does the guild or anyone have, like, maybe little trinkets or something as a reminder of hypnotism, like a keychain or things that we can hand out that will always be a...
I have something. However, it's going to have to be everybody's individual taking care of the cost, let's say. I contacted a company and got buttons made. Some of you may have seen them or even have them.
The buttons we wore at the convention that say World Hypnotism Day.
Yeah, WHD, I'm in, and it says World Hypnotism Day. It's a yellow button with black on it. I can find the file that I saved with the contact of the company, and it was very, very reasonable. I got a couple of thousand, I think, buttons made, and it was very reasonable. I was very surprised at the cost. And everyone can contact the people and just tell them it's the Tom Nicoli button, and this woman will take your order and get you these World Hypnotism Day buttons that you can pass out at your office or at your presentations or whatever. That's
and Tom, we can go ahead and post that as a resource.
That would be a good idea.
The other thing I want to say along the same lines when she's asking about the Guild, this is something I did and that I recommended to all the people here, was we do have a publication that's printed by the Guild that's called The New Consumer Guide to Hypnotism. And it's a little booklet. It used to be a little red booklet if you've been around for 25 years like I have, but now it's a little kind of chartreuse booklet. And it's a bunch of the top professionals in the field writing about their area of expertise. And it's geared toward the public, and it's geared toward educating them about different ways that hypnotism can be used successfully and what kind of methods we use to help people. And they're cute little books that you can buy in bulk from the Guild, and you do get a discount if you buy like 10 or more, I think. And you can resell them as back-of-the-room stuff at your talk if you want. And you can even mark up the price so that you're making a little bit of a profit, and you're also getting good information out to the public. And feel free to stamp your name and practice information on the cover or put a sticker on it or put your business cards in it or whatever you want. So if you don't have your own promotional materials, that's a terrific thing you can use. And you can contact the Guild and tell them that you're from World Hypnotism Day and you want to buy the New Consumer Guide to Hypnotism.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you about the buttons.
Yes, they're both terrific.
Okay, thank you.
And Tom's resource, they even have like the format of what we used for the buttons. So when he said tell them it's Tom's buttons, they already have the design and everything done. You don't have to start from scratch.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody else?
I wonder if I could ask, this is unrelated to WHD, so it might be something emailed or something, but I'm looking for different people's logos because I'm trying to come up with my own logo, and the logo company wants me to have 5 designs I like and 5 designs I don't like, and why.
Tom, you got an idea for a resource for that?
Just a huge internet
research. Just do a search.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, and I just,
That's where I start.
You will find that most people in this field don't have logos created. They just use text in different font styles.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Anybody else want to ask a question about WHD or tell us what you're going to do?
Excuse me, 1 minute. Was that Lee?
Yes.
Lee, email me directly because there's a logo creator that will help you get ideas just by messing around with it that I'll send you, and you can download the free trial version.
All righty, good.
Okay, anybody else before we sign up?
It's Marianne in New York. I had been asked to speak at one of the hospitals in December, so I will certainly incorporate World Hypnotism Day into that.
That's terrific, and you might see
your resources.
If you can book another date to do something again at the hospital in January.
Yeah, great.
There you go.
Hey,
you have an event to work it around.
Yes.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I got something. This is Robert in Long Meadow, Mass. Very new to the field here, but...
Well, welcome. We're giving you all kinds of stuff to get started.
This is very interesting. The only thing is I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I'm putting out posters now... don't wait to make New Year's resolutions and, do your weight loss and don't be this year's turkey.
That's fine.
During the holidays, make a commitment now not to add on 10, 20 pounds like you do every year during the holidays, and basically put posters in the supermarkets and places that allow you to hang, information.
Well, if I can give you a suggestion.
Yes.
The follow-up is, after you've done that marketing and gotten what you've gotten out of it over the holidays, go back to those same places with a new poster that says, and if you waited,
Yeah,
come to my event for World Hypnosis Day.
That didn't do it in time.
That's right. So all those people that didn't do it in time, you can pick them up for World Hypnosis Day.
Absolutely.
So you can try that.
Yep.
Anybody else?
That's an effective way to market for the holidays.
Yep.
You'll see a press release tomorrow on the internet from me that says, "Holiday season means getting fatter."
Yeah.
Goes out every year.
That's what the common belief is, everybody. Oh, the holidays are coming. I'm going to put on 10, 15 more pounds.
That's right.
Well, don't do that. Control your eating before,
And then follow up, like Lisa said.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so who else is there as we start to wind down here?
Carol Denniker from New York.
All right, Carol. Carol is
our... waiting to hear from you, Carol.
Our internet marketing guru that's running that committee, and she's going to tell you all kinds of neat ways to do things on the internet for World Hypnotism Day. We're so thrilled to have her as part of our committees this year.
Well, you're making me sharpen my skills, I'll tell you.
You're going to be fine.
But anyway, I'm looking at your email now where you mentioned I might have a teleseminar where I can give, very specific information. But as I'm listening, all I can think about is all these resources that are meant to be printed can also be turned into web pages.
You're right.
So you have something on your index page, your first page of your website, pointing to the WHD site, but then also links within your own website that can make use of these other flyers and resources. We can get a lot of mileage out of them that way.
That's terrific.
Right.
That'd be wonderful as a resource for...
Right, make them part of your, I have a newsletter that's part of my website.
Right.
A lot of people have email newsletters, and you can incorporate them into an email and send them to your whole email list.
That's correct.
And, get an awful lot of mileage out of it that way. And so, sure, I have lots of ideas, but it's, I think if we put it all together in one discussion where I'm very well prepared and have everything at the ready. In fact, I'll create a page where people can just go and click on and have all this stuff available to them, because it's hard to jot down all these notes. I've been trying.
Terrific. Yeah, no, that would be terrific. Yeah, if we can have an internet, an internet resource page like that you're putting together that will make one of the resources, and then also do the teleseminar thing where people can ask questions. So that brings up a point. Tom and I didn't mention the other teleseminars. Thanks for saying that, Carol, that we are going to have, well, he mentioned Jordan Rich. We are going to have some topics like tonight on more specific things that you can do for World Hypnotism Day as we go along, and you'll be getting the emails from us. As long as you're signed in as a participant so that you're on our email list, you'll be getting a notice of when those are and what they're going to be about. So we'll look forward to having Carol as one of those. So Carol is the committee person for internet marketing. That's Carol Denniker at whdcommittee.com. Thanks, Carol.
That's a great idea, Carol, that people, and that's, again, the beauty of this World Hypnotism Day, I keep calling it a project, whatever, is that
movement. How's that, Tom? The movement.
What is it?
Movement.
Movement, yeah.
The World Hypnotism Day movement.
There you go. But these resources are there all year, and people are free to go ahead and post them onto their website, and this way it gives them some content, and they didn't have to go out there and struggle and find the information or create it. They can actually just go ahead and borrow.
That's right. That's right. We're giving it away so you can use it. But we'd like to know who you are, so sign up as participants.
I have a question.
Yes.
The Success Stories ebook, that intrigued me last year, but I didn't get it done fast enough. But I'm just wondering, how being an author is such a, it gives you such clout. I mean, would people be able to say that they co-authored the Hypnotism Success Stories ebook?
Of course, yeah. You'd be able to say you're
author.
A contributing author, and you'd be able to have a free copy of it, because it will be a free copy of the ebook that you could distribute to your mailing list or on your website or whatever. And it will also have a little piece that tells who contributed each story.
And that's excellent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's a really simple way to get to be a contributing author. You've got a great point there.
One of the things I'm going to look into, I haven't up until now, is there are a lot of internet radio shows.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that Carol's expertise is in, too.
Yeah, maybe we can do something with those, especially if they're pre-recorded.
Exactly.
That'd be another. Those is they're posted. I got two of those going on in January for World Hypnotism Day, internet radio interviews, Carol. The beauty is they're posted, and if you even do them beforehand, there'll be so many hits to the file that's posted.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Lisa, before we wind down, I just want to ask you if you'd give me a reminder and send me an email to send out an email to all participants regarding the submissions and guidelines for submissions for the ebook.
Well, that's already going out. I'm working with Diana's office on it.
Oh, excellent.
So we've got it ready to go.
Awesome.
Yep. So they'll be getting that shortly.
Very good.
And
well,
what
a very productive call tonight.
This
Lisa.
Has been a terrific call. I really appreciate everybody that's called in, and hopefully you're all signed in as participants, and if you are, all the resources we've been talking about are available to you, and also all the contact information for Tom and myself and Sean and Georgina, who are the rest of the steering committee, and all the regional people and all the committee people. Every way you can contact anybody's on there. So we appreciate having you. Any last thoughts, Tom?
My only last statement is, again, to thank everybody. You know, it's great to have good ideas, but without the efforts of all the people that have been involved, and even names you haven't heard yet and people you haven't met, you know, you'd be surprised how many people are involved behind the scenes and those that are visible and are getting some recognition. But without all the efforts of everyone, even anyone that just puts a tagline in their email, it all matters, and it touches my heart. It really does.
That's right. Even just wear your button if you got it at the convention, or order more buttons and hand them out to your clients and your friends and family. Even if that's all you did, that would be a contribution. So we really are grateful for everybody's help and assistance, and that it feels good, I'm sure, to Tom and myself both, that the effort we've put forth is so well received by all of you. So we appreciate that, and I know Sean and Georgina do too. We just are doing this while they're nine-eye. So, well, thank you all for joining us. We really appreciate it, and if anybody wants to say goodbye and goodnight to us, we'll sign off here. And you're hearing from us on email.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night, Tom. Good night, Lisa.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Good night from Atlantic City.
All righty.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, John Boy. Good night, Gracie.
Yeah, good night.
Good night, West Coast.
Okay, Tom. I'm sure I'll see you soon online.
All right.
All right. Talk to you later, dear.
Good call.
Okay. Night-night.
Bye-bye.